A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. We are now on episode number 55, and I bet just a few of our fans thought we disappeared since we're in the middle of January and this is our first podcast for the new year. So anyway, I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch. Glad to be with everybody this fine 2012.
2012, the year of the dragon. So happy New Year to everyone. Late one, but happy New Year anyway. But yes, this is a year of the dragon, and I'll babble on about that in a bit. So what have we got for this podcast here? We've got a few things for you. Got a couple of some good plugins that we found and discovered. A little bit of a rant, a couple of shout-outs, you know, the usual. So without much further ado, I'm going to head right into our little bit of a rant and start rambling on. You know, 2012, great year. So supposedly it's the end of time for everyone. And according to the talk heating up on the web, and you know, I've actually had an interest in Mayan stuff for many years, so I've been watching it and paying attention, and you know, suddenly it dawned on me, you know, oh wow, we're actually in 2012. But I noticed that I have a Google alerts for Mayan calendar stuff, and end of the year, end of time, and all of a sudden my Google alerts, which was pinging out maybe one every week or so, has suddenly started pinging them out daily. Of Mayan stuff. How about yourself? Do you pay any attention to that, Marcus?
None. No, I don't believe a word of it.
I don't believe it. I just find it fascinating. And the Mayan culture, I found interesting. I like their ancient civilization, and you know, like how did it come to exist? So I study. That's one of the things I read in my spare time. You know, that time in between sleep and work.
Yeah, and then hunting for new plugins. No.
Yeah. So. It's been pretty busy. Other than that, not much. The other thing is, you know, as the last two podcasts, I've sort of, you know, whined and complained a bit about the admin menu and in the new WordPress 3.3. Well, I have discovered the link pieces that I have been missing that were there. And what they were is on the front page, there was a master link for posts and pages to list to all posts and all pages, not just, you know, go create a new one. And then I realized that I had to throw out a Kismet and Hello Dolly again, which drove me nuts. It's like, I thought I threw them out before. It's like every time I upgraded. Fortunately, I think it's going to stop because I understand the new upgrade process is going to be just the files that have changed, which is what I think happened with the 3.31 drop. Because I didn't see the Hello Dolly and the Kismet being dropped when I've been updating to 3.31. But I had seen it when I was updating to 3.3.
So this whole time, when you were hovering over those specific topics in the dashboard, you weren't even able to see that slide out with all the links and stuff?
Slide out with all the links.
What's slide out? You like posts. Like you hover over the posts section, and it kind of pops out the links on the right side of where you're hovering of all posts, categories, new posts, all that. You weren't able to see that before? Maybe
no,
still.
I don't see it at all. I'm on a site right now. When I go under new, I go to post. It just says post. If I click post, where does it take me? Takes me to a new post. It doesn't take me to like all posts. When I go under media, nothing. Under links, nothing. It's just new is all it gives me is the ability to add new. Next to that is the comment one. Next to that is the dashboard themes and widgets menus.
Well, I got to screenshot this so you can see what it looks like.
Okay, maybe there's something wrong with my browsers.
Could be.
So, okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just want to whine and bitch for no apparent reason.
Everybody thinks you're crazy.
I know, that's okay. Most people have thought I've been crazy for years, so it makes no diff. It just adds to it.
Right. We're all a little bit crazy even for just getting involved in this WordPress thing anyway.
Well, yeah, it's been interesting. There was actually an interesting article. I forgot to put it in the show notes that being passed around about some guy who was abandoning WordPress because he was expecting it to do things that it couldn't possibly do.
Yeah, and what did he do? Go to Joomla?
Drupal? He didn't say. He was just saying, I've been pushing WordPress for so long, and now I have to abandon it. And I'm like, and then he lists this whole list of things that he didn't like. And you're going through and you go, yeah, some of those are already solved in plugins, but some of them, you're going to have a hell of a time making WordPress do that, no matter what you do.
I'm curious to see what his domain is, and let's check in with him in about 2 months and see what his SEO value is.
Yeah, well, it could probably help him. Who knows? But anyway, that's all I've got there. You got anything you want to whine and complain about? Or?
No real complaints. I've actually just got back through a very interesting site rebuild for the company that I work for. I was lucky enough to have a guy, two people actually, for support that were doing a lot of the graphic work, and just got to actually lead a WordPress project without doing a whole hell of a lot of the sweating that was involved in it. And it's great. Some of the plugins, one of which I'm going to talk about here later in the show, is something that I've been looking for a long time. It's finally been solved, and I discovered a few new plugins in the process, one of which being related to Google Plus. There's a lot of Google Plus news this week. For those of you who are kind of unaware, Google started this thing called Google Plus Your World, where the search engine results are populated with normal organic results in addition to the things that your friends recommend. So when you type something like awesome stuff to do, you get not only the regular web results, but you get things that your friends have tagged with those particular search terms as well.
Yeah, I've been catching small snippets of articles about that. I hadn't actually read up on it yet.
Yeah, most of the articles that you see is Twitter freaking out along with Facebook.
Yeah, well, what's funny is some of the articles I've read, it's like, you know, that should Google be investigated for this? And some of the things that I always think about is, aren't they on the same par with Apple and Facebook and everybody else holding to their own little ecosystem? The problem is, I guess, is that Google's just too big.
Well, yeah, but it is also their property that they've, you know, put significant engineering resources behind. And Twitter, you know, Twitter's main gripe was that if you searched like at WWE, it would show Google and Google Plus results for the WWE, and then it was like sixth or seventh result was actually Twitter. What I found interesting was, first, the at symbol is not a valid character in search, so that doesn't make a difference. And second, Google showed the exact search for Bing, and Bing didn't even have Twitter on the first page. So, you know, come on, guys.
Well, it's partly Twitter's own fault. They had a deal with Google, and then they tried to suck them for too much money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were doing quite nice when they were when Google was including their stuff in the search results.
Sure, but you know, things evolve, and you know, Twitter, as cool as it is, eventually could fall into, you know, faded status. Who knows? I mean, this thing is seriously, it's what if you can start to integrate within Google just as well as you do Twitter? Or what if somehow someone decides to make a universal Twitter/Google+ type language that can be used similar to RSS as far as your own personal external feed. There's a lot that can be done there.
That'd be interesting. Well, something to read more up about then.
Absolutely.
Find out more. Well, what else have we got? Got a shout out. Initially, I had no shout out. We were originally supposed to do this podcast earlier this week, but I had family issues that forced us to put it off. So, a belated Happy New Year's was said to everyone. Welcome to the Year of the Dragon. The Year of the Dragon starts, I believe, in February sometime. For those of you that follow it, the Year of the Dragon is one of the most important years in the Chinese calendar. The Chinese will actually work hard to have babies during the Year of the Dragon because it's one of the most revered years.
So you single guys out there, go to the Chinese bars.
Go to the Chinese bars and help them have babies during the Year of the Dragon. I actually happen to have been born in the Year of the Dragon. And one of the things that's funny about Year of the Dragon people and the reason the Chinese like it so much, and it seems to hold often true, is it produces more entrepreneur and high business profile people than any other year in the Chinese zodiac. It's kind of an interesting thing.
Hmm. Well, that certainly fits the mold of most people that use and develop WordPress.
Yeah.
So that's great for everyone listening.
And so this also podcast goes out to you, Manny, for your patience in waiting after your emails to me, and all our other fans out there who might have thought we disappeared. No, we haven't gone anywhere, and this podcast is going to continue for the foreseeable future. I actually enjoy it too much, even if it takes time out of my day.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. So, yeah, thanks, Manny. And I encourage the rest of you guys out there, leave us some audio comments, too. Email us some MP3s of questions and things like that. We'd be happy to answer some of those.
Do that. There might be something coming in the future for a way to do that off of a website. There is I do have a project in the works right now that relates to this podcast, and that's all I'm going to say on it. But so there might be things coming in the future for folks. So look forward
Definitely.
To that.
Yeah, just remember, John and I work in the real world for big bucks.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to ask a question, it's totally free. So
advantage. That's it. So what have you got for shout-outs there, Marcus?
Well, I wanted to say hi to Russ Hayes, who Russ Hayes uses an excellent tool that I use. He wrote it actually called GP Scraper, which stands for Google Places Scraper. And you guys out there who are into looking for local businesses to do WordPress work, this GP Scraper is a great lead capture source. It goes out and actually checks out Google Plus for whatever keywords you happen to put into it within your particular area. And then it just kind of goes and extracts all the data, tries to look at their social presence out there, looks at how many backlinks they have, and just overall just kind of takes a look at their online presence out there. So you guys looking for web design work and such, try GP Scraper. The reason I'm saying hi to Russ is actually he gave me a plugin that is a great iframe tool that I actually used on the corporate site that I got finished with mid last week. And if you guys want to check it out, it's my work site, which is increasevisibility.com.
We'll make sure there's a link to the show notes for that.
Sure. Yeah, and favorite us and check us out, all kinds of marketing stuff that we do during my day gig. But Russ designed a new plugin that's kind of a really cool iframe gateway that you can use. I use it for support on our website because our support is used by a third-party platform. So I just wanted to have kind of a, you know, slash support link instead of typing the whole crazy name of the URL. It just seemed to make sense. So out of the blue, he just hit me up on Skype and said, hey, you know, I got this plugin. Do you think you might want to try it out? I tried it out, and in literally 2 minutes, it was working great. So it's not quite yet ready for prime time, and it is going to be a premium plugin that's just got a real nominal fee. But for me, I was up and running in 60 seconds.
Excellent. Excellent. That sounds like an interesting plugin to use. I can give you a warning. Don't load the website up. Don't load their website up if your speakers are cranked real loud. I was just going to take a look at the website, and as soon as it loaded, it started to load music. So.
Yeah, it is a bit of a hard sell on that particular page, but the tool is definitely worth it if you've got the resources and you've got the you've got the intention out there of generating leads.
So, other than that, we don't have any interesting WordPress sites, and there are some pieces in the news. Most of the news in here is links that are old and out of date. The only one, well, this will be out of date for a lot of folks by the time you listen to this, is tomorrow is WordCamp here in Victoria, and I am speaking at WordCamp. So if you happen to be in the Vancouver, Victoria, Southern Vancouver Island area, come on down to WordCamp at UVic. It's going to be a grand, fun day. And quite enjoyable.
Nice. Yeah. Get on out there and support any WordCamp in your local area.
Oh, this WordCamp, I think it's sold out.
Great.
It's our third year for doing WordCamp. And maybe it's fourth year. I think it's our fourth year for doing WordCamp. My God.
Nice.
Have I been doing it that long? Jeez.
And you're going to be speaking, right? What are you going to be talking about?
I'm talking about WordPress 101. I do a 1 hour presentation on the basics of setting up a WordPress website and making sure your base functions are ready to go, because those are so often overlooked by so many people setting up WordPress. So,
yeah, like the make my search engine or make my blog blocked from Google and other search engines.
Turn on the proper permalink settings.
Yeah, definitely.
Set your time zone. Little things that are so often overlooked. We've got some, as everyone knows that's using WordPress, 3.31 dropped pretty quick after 3.3, which is, you know, pretty standard for WordPress. They dropped the major one, and within a couple of weeks, the first update comes. And then there's a couple of other articles in here, one for 5 reasons a free blog could ruin your online marketing, which I found to be an interesting article, and it sort of helps make the case to some people that are planning to use a blog for online marketing, the free ones. And WordPress.com, if you happen to use that, they increase the storage limits for people. And then another one is, should WordPress.com be blocked in India for copyright violations?
Yes.
And that's an interesting article in reading about copyright violations. So that's all I've got for news. Anything from your realm there?
Well, just a lot of interesting new plugins going out there. I'm interested, and I didn't bring any along to the party here today, but I'm seeing a rash in the repository of SOPA plugins, like anti-SOPA, you know, oh, we're going to shut off our website from this time to this time, and you can actually schedule it to be shut off in protest. Don't do that. Don't shut your website off. That could be the one time that Google's crawling your site at that particular instance. And don't make a statement by, you know, blowing yourself up.
Well, it is interesting how the things around SOPA are developing. And while they're busy fighting it in the States, over in Europe they've enacted similar laws already. And over in I can't remember the Dutch country. They've already forced a few ISPs to actually block Pirate Bay, and not just block their domain, but block their IP address, their known IP addresses anyway.
Yeah, so, that can be switched tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. The IP address system, there's actually large chunks of the IP address system that are abandoned and are used in the underworld of the internet. And if you've never explored the underworld of the internet, it's a very interesting place to go. Because what we see on the surface is less than 1/10 of what's available on the entire interweb or internet area. So, nice. And that's stuff that Google doesn't even crawl, because Google doesn't dig down deep into the underweb.
It's You're like talking about like Usenet feeds and things like that?
Oh, beyond that.
Oh.
There's actually a browser designed specifically for the underweb, and I can't remember what it's called now. It was an article I discovered, and I spent like 3 days one time. I got hooked on it and wasted 3 days at home just reading and following and digging into the underweb, and it was like, oh, this is a very interesting area. It's like going down into an underground city somewhere and realizing there's an entire city underneath you that's thriving that you don't know about.
Yeah, bring a coat.
Yeah, bring a coat. It's an interesting world. One day I might remember to save some articles and post that up for folks, because if not, just go do a search on underweb, and you'll start finding stuff on it. So anyway, time to get into our plugins and what we've got. This week I've got a few.
Yeah, we need a sound effect transition for when it's time for plugins to
start. I'm working on that. I'm working on finding just the right effect of music pieces I keep searching for. It's like it took me 35 episodes to find my intro song.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll help you out with it. I have like a terabyte of cool production music.
Yeah, if you've got the stuff that's pod safe.
Yeah.
Podcast safe? Beautiful. Send me a few. I'll be happy to work through it, because I'd love to have the transition stuff. I listen to a few podcasts, and there's one I listen to in particular. They've been running for, God, almost 3 years, and about the time they hit their first year and a half, everything went up, and they started with the transition music and everything else, because they finally figured it out. So.
Yeah. All right. And well, we look forward to that. We're going to do that.
That's where we're headed. So, anyway, our first podcast, our first plugin here is this last week, I've been busy finalizing and putting away some projects. So it's been very productive, but I had to find some last-minute plugins to finalize a couple. And I found a couple, and this is what I'm going to be covering. So the first one I found is a Display Post shortcode. It's a relatively new plugin done by Bill Erickson. Hasn't been downloaded a whole lot, but it's got a very good use. And what it was written for is to allow users to display listings of posts without having to know PHP or edit their template files, something I needed because I was trying to display post excerpts on another page. And it was defeating me. And so I went searching for a plugin, and what I found, this plugin, it's a very simple plugin, and it solved my need to display post excerpts on a static page. Because I had a client, they wanted their front page to have certain graphics, and then they wanted it to have excerpts from their most recent posts in there. And they wanted it on the page, not in a widgeted area, because widgeted area is a piece of cake. But the page was a little bit more work. And so what this does, this gives you a short code where you can go grab the category, and then it will display the most recent post and an excerpt for however many characters you want it to display. And it just goes into any page. And it's very simple, worked beautiful, setup was nice. So I liked it, and I give that one a nice 4 dragon rating. So
now I like this because it has other things that I'm very interested in. Okay, because it's short code based means I can put it in context with in content. Okay,
well, that's exactly what I was able to do. I needed to do that. I had to put it in context because I had graphics above, I had descriptions of stuff, then they wanted their most recent, they had two categories they wanted most recent post snippets for, and then they had other stuff below that. So they wanted this in the center. So it's like
another thing I notice is that you can do it by post type, which that's key.
Yep.
Now, I have special types of situations where, I want to reference, let's just say within a services page, I want to let's just say we're talking about like social media. If I'm talking about social media services, I'd like to have my most recent social media blog post I've done. So this is a perfect execution of that idea.
It's an excellent execution of it, too, and it's very simple and works. And it's up to date. I mean, it was recently updated, 13 days ago, give or take.
Yeah,
when I
great.
Did this. So that one's great. And now we've got the next one down the line here is Gravity Forms plugin. Now, I don't know. I'm certain you use Gravity Forms, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. If you don't use Gravity Forms, I highly recommend folks out there go get Gravity Forms and use it. And there's a slew of plugins for Gravity Forms. And what I was looking for was I had a client, they wanted a simple listing of links on their website, something better than what the blog roll does. And the blog roll, of course, is a widget thing. It doesn't go into the page, and I wanted this in the page. So I wanted a simple directory that didn't require a whole lot of effort and that they could put the links in and they would display on the page. They wouldn't have to think about it. So what this is a plugin to turn Gravity Forms into a directory. Use Gravity Forms to make a directory on your website. Which, it's very simple. It takes you almost no time at all. Initially, I found it a little confusing because their instructions on how to create the form weren't entirely clear, so I had to sort of work through it. But basically, what you do with it is you go create a Gravity Form, whatever you want as the fields you need to collect, and then there's a new tab when you're creating that form under the setup of the form that says directory, and then you assign the directory to that form, and then what you do is you place that form on a page, and then you place a piece of shortcode above it or below it, and what it does is it displays the directory above or below where you can put in the information from the form to fill the directory. And then you can also just display the directory on another page. So what I did was I created two pages, one for my client to be able to fill out the information and see what their links are, and one to display to the public. So the public gets to see the links and can't add to it. So it's a what's that?
Are there any ways you can charge?
Probably. Gravity Forms offers a plugin that you can take payments via PayPal, so there's probably a way to make that work. I didn't dig into that, but I imagine you can probably make them all work together and charge for it.
Okay, I'll check that out.
So there's lots of ways to work it around, and Gravity Forms has been very nice for me. And whenever I've needed some Gravity Forms to do something a little different, I go research and see if there's a plugin, and there's usually a plugin that might be close or something I've been able to modify to make it work. So Gravity Forms has been amazing, and the plugin community around it is actually quite amazing.
Yeah, I'm actually working on a Gravity Forms to Salesforce.com type of a plugin that. You know, it's been very tough because Salesforce is a real bear, but Gravity's been doing a pretty good job thus far.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to use it for more and more different things. And I've got a couple of other plans for it for a up-and-coming project. So if I manage to make it work for those, I'll probably talk about it. So anyway, this plugin here, I gave it a 3 Dragon just simply due to the issues around getting it set up and getting going. Once it was set up, it performed flawlessly.
Cool.
So what else have we got? I've got one more here. And this one here is called Ultra Hide Comment Box. And I know it's simple enough for those of us that put content in regularly into WordPress to remember to go down and uncheck the comment box if you don't want comments to appear on a certain post or a page. The problem is, though, is that on a new install of WordPress, if you just create a new user for your client, they don't have that checkbox down there. They have to go up to the options up above and turn it on. It used to be default turned on. Now it's no longer. It's default turned off and hidden. So they might not even see it or know it's there. So what happened was I had a client that they needed certain categories that they didn't want to have comments in, and other categories they wanted to allow comments in. Now, WordPress has nice simple, you can allow comments on the whole thing or comments on nothing. If you use Genesis Forms like I do, Genesis Themes allows you to turn it on and off in posts and pages. But that's still not enough for what I needed. I needed to turn it off on a per category basis. So I went hunting, found this great little plugin, Ultra Hide, recently updated, hasn't been downloaded a lot. I assume it's probably new, just due to the fact it's only been downloaded 1,000 times. But what it does, like I said, it allows you to turn off categories turn off posts or comments on a per category basis, which is what I needed. And I needed to turn it off on 3 of the 15 categories in the site for the client. And it's simple. It goes in, it installs, you turn it on, and it gives you a spot on your menu. You go in for Ultra Hide, and it lists all the categories available in your system. And the default is for it to have comments. You just go check the ones that you don't want comments on and save it, and that's it.
Great.
So it's just brilliant, simple, and works. And so because of its simplicity, it gets a 5. You know? And in case you folks haven't noticed, the ones that get 5s for me are the ones that are just simple and work and require no effort on my part to turn on.
See, we need a sound effect for 5. When there you 5 go. Comes, you know?
Yeah, it's simple. Voing.
Like a dragon roar or something like that.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
All right.
So that's all I've got for plugins today. How about you, Marcus? What have you got
okay,
for us?
Okay, well, I'm going to go out of order here in my list, and I'm going to go to the very bottom of the plugins that I have because I'm going to continue with your comment theme.
Okay.
I found a plugin called, you know, I do this thing where I pretty much just shut off all comments because a lot of times I really am setting up a business site and such, and it's just not worth the flood of spam and such that comes through. So often I'll just set the default to close comments on all posts. Now, the real pain about that is then WordPress spits out, hey, comments are closed, sorry.
It kind of
gives that impression that you're just. I mean, of course, I'm shutting the door and I don't want to hear anything from anybody.
You're snooty. You're
but
upbeat.
I don't have to say that, right?
Yeah.
You know, and oftentimes I also don't want the world to really get the impression that I've built this particular site off of WordPress or off of a blog platform or a CMS platform.
Right.
I want them to just think it's a regular site, especially if it's e-commerce based as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I always found it a real pain to have this comments are closed thing on there. So this is called remove comments are closed. Essentially, it just takes that functionality right off.
That's nice.
You hit it right on the head. It's one of these plugins that just plain works. So I'm giving this one a 5 out of 5 as well. And it doesn't do the same thing as yours, where you can actually, you know, segment.
No, but it would work hand in hand with that other plugin.
Ah, that's true.
Because although I shut the comments off on there, I still remember seeing the comments are closed on it. And okay. I just didn't bother dealing with it.
Well, here you go. Just put this one on and your problems are solved.
But that would work hand in hand with it. Yeah, that's actually kind of nice. Yeah, one cool. To turn them off for categories and then get rid of that comments are closed. That's a great idea.
Absolutely. Okay, now speaking of turning it off, a couple shows back, I had talked about a specific need that I had, which was I was looking for something that could take a widget and turn it off and on based on the time of the day. Specifically, what I wanted to do was take a live help image that would typically come on and say, you know, here's live help. I don't like websites that have live help that say, yeah, we have live help, but we're
offline. Nobody's around.
Yeah. I don't like that. And I don't like to put that impression, you know, forth with the company that I work for. So basically, I was looking for this. I opted in a different direction, but I still had a different need for this particular one. It's called Timed Widget. So what it does is it displays different content on your site at different times of the day. You can display different, like if you had a radio station and you wanted to display a badge that changes as different shows come on the air and such, this allows you to schedule it. You can basically say, okay, start at 11 a.m. and end at noon and then go from noon to whatever. This is also great for businesses or specials or anything like that that you wanted to
nice.
Load up. So you can even, use it as advertising, you know, banners or something if you wanted to kind of get a down and dirty, the midnight special or something like that. You know, it's pretty cool. So I gave this one 4 out of 5. I think it could use just a little better interface as far as getting everything loaded in and in place. But other than that, it was really nice. I recommend it highly. So I gave this one 4 out of 5. It was just kind of a pain to set up, but it really did the job for me, and it came just in time, just as I had that need. And it's kind of ironic how that really works out in the repository. Just when you think you haven't found that thing, you got to go look every day because something pop up.
You know what's funny is I go looking for plugins, and I actually pay attention to the stuff that comes up when I'm looking for something else, because there's been so many times where I'm looking for something else, and then something I was hunting for still in the back of my mind pops up under a term I never would have thought to search for it under.
Oh, no kidding.
Because, of course, the search function in WordPress is often something to be desired at WordPress.org.
Yeah, well, that's why we're so popular, John, is because we break them down and, you know, give them the best of the best.
Oh, yeah.
So I have another plugin. This one is called Extra Short Codes. And there are often things like, you know, you told the audience that, you know, you don't particularly like working with a lot of PHP and a lot of hard coding and stuff and themes. Especially if you want to do it just on a particular post.
Well, that's mainly why. I don't want to affect the entire template. I just want one or two posts to have the information.
Yeah. So what this does, this is called Extra Short Codes, and it provides additional short codes for a lot of the internal data functions. I'm talking about like title of the site, description of the site, even the URL of your site. And then it can get into dates and years and months and hours, minutes, seconds, those kinds of things. Just internal data that you can kind of populate within your post content.
Nice.
So it does a good job. It's really a great way to dress up your posts, widgets, and your theme. We often need this kind of functionality for client sites as well, or business sites, or even, you know, if you're trying to run your own thing. It's an easy way to call out specific data in your posts and pages and even in some of your widgets, and it's short code based. Short codes have come a long way, and this is just kind of the start of the whole thing. I know that there's going to be a whole heck of a lot of new cool internal core stuff that we're going to have access to via short codes. I'd love to see more functionality come out of this one. It is limited to about 12 or 15 different things that you can pull out of the core data. But for what it does, it's pretty good. So I gave this one a 3 out of 5.
It may actually develop even further down the line, though. You never know.
Yeah, I hope so.
Depending on what people need and want.
Definitely. Now, I got one last one here. It's called Google Add to Circle. Now, we know that Google Plus has just let businesses, they kind of open the floodgates and let businesses create their own pages now. So what this plugin does is it will let your users add your Google Plus page to their circle right from your website.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. So it works just that easy. You just go to the Google Add to Circle plugin. You can actually drag it right to your sidebar, enter your Google Plus page URL, and it generates the widget badge right there. It lets you do some customization, but basically it just works. It's pretty cool. It's the first one that I've seen that integrates directly with Google Plus pages. So if you guys want to get a head start with some of your clients out there or your own business or some of the things that you do and integrate them within Google Plus, I don't have to tell you twice that, you know, Google just completely altered their search results based on what's on Google Plus and what they're sharing. So this thing is a must if you want to get your sites ranked in Google, and this will give you a huge advantage if you can get out front of, you know, the quote unquote big guys out there and start generating some Google Plus page views, which then is a followed backlink that goes to your regular site straight from Google. So what are you waiting for? Get on it. I gave this one 4 out of 5. It just works really well. Love to see a little bit more functionality as far as the customization without a lot of hard coding. But for what it promises, it certainly delivers.
Excellent. I'll have to include that in my site when I get in there and update it again. So that's our list of plugins. I've got no special terms for anyone this week. Coming up in future podcasts, I want to let everyone know that, of course, when I give my talk tomorrow, I understand that they'll be recording it for WordCamp, but I usually make a recording of my own speech and then put it up on my website. So it'll be going up as a podcast probably, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, because that's when I get back in the office next week.
Cool.
And we'll also probably have another show in next week. We'll get back to a better schedule, I'm certain, as we've settled back down to a new year of working. I mean, the holidays were pretty hectic and rough.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like, when I went on vacation, it just seemed like one month-long holiday season that just wouldn't let me get to my development that I wanted to do.
It was never ending, yeah. And I actually fell behind on several projects through December, but I finally managed to knock a couple of them off my plate this last week.
Yeah, and I've got a great project that I'm working on that I'll hopefully have done by the next show. It's my first WordPress project for a restaurant.
Sweet.
And I'm going to try like interactive, cool menus and specials and such. So that's promised by next show that I'll get that going. And when I do, there's going to be a lot of new plugins that I'm going to discover in the process.
No kidding.
I'll be sure to share those as well.
No kidding. That'll be actually interesting. And of course, one more kick at the can here is that I do have a secret project up and coming. And I just want to keep poking at it to keep people interested and excited that, what's he up to?
Yeah, I've got one too. Not just the restaurant thing. I've got a plug-in related secret.
Yeah, that's it. I've got one here. That's all we got there. How you can contact us. You can reach me at my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter at AunkOnSu. Or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom.
Cool. And you guys can find me at marcuscouch.com, at Marcus Couch on Twitter, facebook.com/Marcus Couch. And I am yet to get one email from anybody that listens to this show. So I'm giving my email address. Marcus Couch, MarcusCouch@gmail.com. So the first one then emails me, I'm going to hook you up with a cool plug-in source that I know about.
There you go. So. There's one way to bring them into it. Well, the reason I get emails is that because I guess it's because I post the podcast on my website, and that's where they leave the comments.
I hear you.
So that'd be the only reason.
Okay. Well, I'm testing you audiences out. You guys got to come through for us. And do us another favor, please. And if you enjoy the show and if you want to reward the work of John and myself for going out and searching the repository for hours on end to find plugins for you guys, please take a moment and give us a thumbs up, tweet about us, talk about us on Facebook. And then go into iTunes if you can and give us a good review.
Definitely iTunes, because so many of the WordPress podcasts in iTunes have died, but they're still above us. So, I mean, we're one of the last WordPress podcasts that are still continually active. And even a couple of the favorite shows I listen to, they only manage to put an episode or two every couple of 3 months if I hear them that often anymore.
Yeah, so we could definitely use your support. We don't do this for money. We don't take commercials we're not trying to
bombard. Nobody's offered me enough money to sell out yet.
Yeah, we're not bombarding you with affiliate links for plugins or anything like that. This is just plain and simple, just us passing on cool information. So if you want to reward us for that, then please distribute your comments socially, tell your friends about it, tell people in different WordPress communities out there, and give us a great rating on iTunes. That would really help us out.
And that's it. Well, thank you all for listening, and here's our little final bit. Actually, we got to turn the volume up. There you go. Thank you for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. This show may not be rebroadcast or redistributed without permission from John. We look forward to having you on our next show, so until then, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. Some of the music provided tonight is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com.